Chapter 5, Meg's Glove. Beth did not get better. She was ill with a high fever for weeks. Joe looked after her day and night. Sometimes Beth did not recognize her sisters and asked for her mother. Meg and Joe were worried. They wanted to write to their mother and tell her. But Hannah said,
No, don't write to her about Beth. Your father is ill too. Beth will get better.
These were difficult days for the March girls. The first day of December was a cold, snowy day. Dr. Bangs came to see Beth. He held her hot hand.
Please tell your mother to come home,
he said quietly to Joe and Meg. Joe's face turned white, and Meg could not speak.
I'll go and send Mother a telegram at once,
said Joe. When she came back home, Lori was there. He had a letter from Mrs. March.
Joe, read this letter from your mother,
said Lori.
Your father is getting better.
Joe read the letter, but she was still unhappy.
What's the matter?
Asked Lori.
Beth is very ill,
said Joe sadly.
Dr. Bangs told us to send a message to Mother.
Oh no, poor Beth,
said Lori.
I'm very sorry.
Joe started crying.
Beth has a high fever, and she's very weak. She doesn't recognize us. I'm so frightened, Lori.
Lori took her hand.
I'm here, Joe, and I want to help you.
Joe could not speak, but she was glad Lori was there.
Please, don't cry,
said Lori.
I have something good to tell you.
What is it?
Asked Joe.
I sent a telegram to your mother yesterday, and she'll be here late tonight. My grandfather and I decided to tell her about Beth.
Oh, Lori, you're a dear friend. How can I thank you?
Joe told Meg and Hannah the good news. That evening, Dr. Bangs came to see Beth again. He examined her carefully.
How is she?
Asked Joe.
Soon there will be a change,
said the doctor.
Beth could get better, or worse. Let me know.
Thank you, Dr. Bangs,
said Meg quietly. Joe and Meg sat near Beth silently and waited for their mother to arrive. It was a long night, and they could not sleep. They were worried about their sister. At 1 o'clock in the morning, Lori went to the train station to meet Mrs. March. At 2 o'clock, Joe went to look outside the window. She heard a movement by the bed and turned around quickly. She immediately saw a strange look on Meg's face.
Oh no,
Joe thought.
Beth's dead and Meg's afraid to tell me.
Hannah came into the room. She knew all about illness and looked at Beth to see how she was.
Girls, she's better. She doesn't have a fever and she's sleeping quietly.
I can't believe this is true,
whispered Meg.
I can't either,
whispered Joe. They were very happy. It was now early morning, and Joe heard a noise at the door.
Girls, she's here,
said Lori. Their mother walked in and hugged her daughters.
Your father is feeling better and sends his love,
said Mrs. March to her daughters.
I have so much to tell you.
When Beth woke up, she saw her mother's loving face. She was very weak and could not speak. She kissed her mother and fell asleep again. That evening, Meg wrote a letter to her father. Joe went to Beth's room and stayed with her mother.
I want to tell you something, Mother,
said Joe.
About Meg?
Asked her mother.
Yes. How did you know?
Beth is sleeping now. Whisper it.
Last summer, Meg left a pair of gloves at the Lawrence's house,
said Joe.
Lori returned only one glove. Mr. Brooke kept the other one. He told Lori that he likes Meg. Isn't that terrible?
Does Meg like him?
I don't know anything about love and all that nonsense. In books, girls are silly when they're in love. They don't eat and they can't sleep. But Meg eats, drinks, and sleeps normally.
Then perhaps she doesn't like John,
said her mother.
Who?
Asked Jo.
Mr. Brooke. I call him John now because he was very kind to me and your father. He's looking after him now, you know. He told us he loves Meg and wants to marry her, but she is too young. She's only 17. We don't want her to marry until she's 20. John can come and visit us, and they can go out together, but they must wait before they marry.
You like him, don't you?
Asked Jo. She looked at her mother.
Oh, no. He'll take Meg away, and I'll lose my best friend. Love? Marriage? What nonsense!
Mrs. March laughed quietly.
I wanted Meg to marry Lori,
said Jo.
He's very rich.
Money isn't always important. Meg must marry the man she loves. Then she'll be happy.
Just then, Meg came into the room with a letter for her father. Mrs. March read it.
A lovely letter, Meg. Please write that I send my love to John, too.
Do you call him John?
Asked Meg with a smile.
Yes, he is a very kind young man,
said Mrs. March.
Oh, good,
said Meg.
Well, good night, Mother.
Meg left, and her mother thought,
she doesn't love John now, but she will soon.